sous nous, nous pas sorti à souhait. La nuit dans jeune, il semble li pas tout n'est grand monde. Gardez gè moun chaque jour à pousser style sous nous. Jodi nous fait nous battre, tant qu'on c'est qu'à la loup, tendez. Des fonds rêves, nous tout besoin tendez. M'te gon malem, ta marché dehors, on moun mandim. La propose popo, moi gade l'm répond. C'est un dossier qui relè 1804. Semble yo fou, yo pa boy, yo vle n'blie. Gale yo sou, ma fortune la caille gaye ou pa gè kou. Gade jan la gè vibe sous nous. En célébré tant qu'on nous fin manger en soupe joumou.
Yo pas vle pour nous dinte là, mais je dis yo met plié ça. Yo pas vle pour nous dinte là, mais je dis yo met plié ça. Yo pas vle pour nous dinte là, mais je dis yo met plié ça.
Levé, brûlé, gâte qui j'en nous compte fouetter. Devant, derrière, si on envie, mettre mon en l'air. Levé, brûlé, gâte qui j'en nous compte fouetter. Devant, derrière, si on vit, mettez-moi en l'air. Faut garder derrière, pour ne bouger devant. Garde si mon yap grandi, faut quitter le palais. Faut garder derrière, pour ne bouger devant. Pas pousser la mon chien, je nous pral rivé. Garde mon yo di yo là. Et menti yap di kounia. Et ça fait date mon chien nous là. Et nous pas bouger ça.
Welcome back to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM, currently broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hungamenum-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Valley, like a valley but spelt a little bit differently, and I will be your host for the next hour, during which we will be chatting to a band called Rude Mood from La Chute, Quebec, all about their musical influences and about their latest album. So before we get right into the interview, here is their song called Rude Mood.
The bottle's always by my side.
thank you so much for coming in to chat with me. I am here with Rudmood, the band, today. And so before we get started with the questions, I was wondering if you could all introduce yourselves and maybe state your roles in the band as well.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll start. I'm Leandre. I'm the lead singer, rhythm guitar, pretty much. Help us at...
Jesse Lochran. I'm the lead guitar from the band.
I'm Mary Kira, and I'm the bass player.
I'm Will. I play drums.
Lovely to meet you all. Very excited to learn more about the band and the music as well. To get us started, I thought we could have maybe a couple of like fun questions. So the first one was, if you could make music in any other music genre, which one would you choose?
I think, you know what? I think it mostly goes with the how we're feeling. With our first record, we kind of decided to stay with one genre, if you will. And then we kind of grew out of it, and it keeps on changing and keeps on evolving. It's a hard question to answer for me anyways.
I think, well, maybe I'd go with jazz music, because it's pretty large. You know, you can do pretty much everything with jazz.
Yeah. I guess I'll go for funk.
Okay.
I really, really like to try this with the big band and the horns and everything.
I think I'd go with the rockabilly. Okay. I love Brian Setzer, and I can never pull that off. And if I could, man.
Do you have a favorite breakfast food?
Pancakes.
I'd choose hash browns. Sure. I'd like the shredded hash browns. Good choice.
I guess I'd go with straight bacon and egg.
Classic.
And so just playing off of the band name, I thought Rudmood was a very, you know, fun name, and we'll get to maybe the meaning behind that a little bit later. But I was wondering if you've had any like encounters with people that you remember and they were very rude, but in a funny way. Do you have any stories like that that you think back?
Well, sure. Our lead guitarist. That's
yeah, that's pretty much that.
He's kind of rude.
Yeah.
But he's kind of nice. So.
But he's funny. Yeah.
Not all bad, but not all good. You know? I might even screw up this interview. I don't know. We'll see.
For those of you currently tuning in, my name is Vali, and I am currently chatting to Rudmood. Before we get right back to chatting with them, here is their song, My Way.
I'm trying to find.
So I was wondering how each of you individually discovered this passion and this interest for music.
Well, I guess I'll go first. It started from a young age on my side. I started singing in churches and stuff like that when I was like eight years old, and I pursued afterwards. I stopped for years and then ended up back in music in my early 20s.
I started playing music. I was 22. Playing bass, I was 22. My dad's a musician, so I kind of grew up in a music house, but I held a bass the first time I was 22. So that's 8 years ago. Started with those guys, and they've been my band ever since. I've never had any other bands. Played with a couple of people around in jams and stuff like that, but I've been with the same band since I first started.
For me, it started at a really, really, really young age. Well, not that young. I mean, I wasn't. And it started, I was 14 years old, and I basically just followed my dad's footsteps. I mean, he never made it to the, how can we say, the professional, like, levels. But he did have, like, small local tours here and there, and playing local bars and local, like, local clubs. And outside clubs, too, you know, at some points. Like, major, not major, but, like, business corporate like corporate parties and stuff like that. And I remember my first gig was at I was 15 years old, and I remember I had to have a parent in the venue. My dad was a guitar player, so I was fine, and that's where it started, just acquiring, you know, this thirst for knowledge, for just music, discovering music, meeting these older gentlemen that have such an experience to share. And I don't know, it's just a snowball thing, and it keeps on growing. And music is life, man. It's awesome.
Just like Jesse, you know, I was a kid obsessed with the Backstreet Boys, and I would always dance and sing and play their records all the time. And then that kind of pop fascination grew into punk rock, and again, just playing the same record over and over again in high school and teaching myself how to play drums because I was so fascinated with this style of music. And so unfortunately my schooling suffered, and I started to focus on just music, just playing drums, right? So I took a little break after high school because I was like, I didn't really want to do anything that, like, I didn't want a 9-to-5 job or whatever. I just wanted to be on the road and play music. So once I went to school in Montreal for music, I got into a Montreal punk band, and they were going out on the road. And so I dropped out of school and went out on the road. And ever since then, it's just kind of been like, the road is where I want to be. And so I'm currently, you know, doing it full time, not necessarily now in COVID, but yeah, and got together with these guys a while back. Jesse and I were good friends before we all started to play together. So he always tried to convince me to play with them. But at the time, my focus wasn't really in rock music. But yeah, now that we started writing music, I think that's, you know, we connected. We definitely connected. We've all always had a connection all together. And I think it shows in our live music and in our records too. So it's a lot of fun, and I don't think anyone's bored. So we're just going to keep going.
So you all spoke a little bit about being with the band for a really long time. And this is some of your, you know, first experiences with music. Others of you started long before joining this group. How did you all meet and decide to start this, you know, project together?
Yeah, well, I first met Jesse. It was Blues Jam on Thursday nights in Lachute. And I just saw this guy playing the Strat with his Fender t-shirt. Liked the vibe, liked the tone. Then a couple of weeks or so later, I was looking for a new guitarist. So I got a hold of him, and the rest is story.
Yeah, we've been playing, we played in this, I remember he sent me an email with this set list saying, can you learn this, and whatever, and it was never, I've never learned blues or whatever, and then I started getting into these casts like Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Johnny Lang and Jeff Healey, which I knew at the time, but, you know, I never really dug into any of his work, Beatles and all that stuff, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, And we've been together, we've been playing music together ever since. And I don't think it's about to change. I mean, I love this guy. He fits, his voice fits with my riffs. And then we have William, who is just a dictionary of words, basically. And then we have the grooving bass line laying, Mary Pierre.
Who ties everything up together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. I got to know William afterwards by Jesse. That's it. That's how we linked up. I knew Mary Pierre too before.
Yeah, me and Leon were friends before.
Yeah. And
small town.
Small town, yeah.
So they're in a band called Electroacoustic, and it was an acoustic style band that used to play on patios all around the shoot. And like I mentioned before in my history, at that time I wasn't really around, but I still knew Jesse, and I went to a couple of their shows. So I met them through that scene. And then there was one point where I think it was like 2 or 3 years in for Electroacoustic, and I wasn't really doing much musically. And then Jesse asked me to play with them. So I remember going to Jesse's parents' place in the basement, and we had our first jam together, and everyone felt really cool with what was going on. So that was,
yeah, because basically Electroacoustic was just missing a drummer. We were a band without a drummer. We were just but we were calling that a trio. So that's basically it.
And the name Rude Mood, was that named after Jesse, or is there another story behind that?
Yeah, well, it's a two-way story. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it's been such a long time that the story kind of not changed, but metaphored into something else. And it's basically just an asshole. I'm just I'm a bad.
No,
I'm not that bad, no. But I'm not that good. Like I said earlier, you know what I mean? You know, if I'm the diva of the band, I'm the princess of the band, and you know, with my long hair and all that.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I'm the diva. I gotta have Fiji water. No, I'm joking.
Only red gummy bears, right, Jesse?
Only red gummy bears. And the Sour Patch Kids have to be like the dual flavor. Can't have the regular. Can't have the regular. Anyways, that's all jokes aside.
But it also came from a song from Stevie Ray Vaughan too that was an inspiration to us to lots of his music, like blues and rock. We were doing blues, like mostly blues, but we were bringing like a more rockish approach to it, like Stevie Ray Vaughan, I guess. So we liked that song of him.
We actually tried to change names because of the song by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah. We're lost if you ever like Google search or YouTube search or whatever. We're like so far in the search pages because all you see is Stevie Ray Vaughan. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I mean, it's just that's the fact. And we actually tried so hard during the recording.
We spent months trying to find the new name.
Yeah, during the recording process of our album, we spent like months and months of just, you know, going back to the drawing board and just trying names and, you know, taking stuff. And, you know, like even our name, we tried to drop just the mood. And then, but you got to try to present it. And it was unpresentable, you know? So that name kind of stuck to us. It's kind of like not a curse, but it's...
Well, it got under our skin and now it's just, like it's our name.
Like the logo on our album and all of our merch, it's Mary Pierre who actually drew the logo.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of a sentimental, it stayed and it's there ever since.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. Now it does, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's nice because there's a story too. So you've learned to love it through all the obstacles.
Yeah.
Oh, we love it. All right.
Black and white. Are we going up? Are we going down?
You mentioned some of your influences, and I know Jesse also spoke about a lot of his influences too. I was wondering, as a band, who would you say your music is inspired by?
Well, right now I really feel we're going towards its rockish, blues-inspired riffs, but I don't know. I like Philip Sace and as an inspiration right now. He has a great voice, heavy riffs. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Again, I think this goes with whatever the vibe that we're feeling. Most of the ideas, you know, we shoot ideas here and there. I mean, William and then Leon, we ask him to like put his own flavor on it. I don't really sing the way, I don't phrase any vocal lines like Leon would. I phrase guitar lines. So it all depends on what we're listening to. Like lately I've been on a kick, I've been on a Neil Young kick, and everything like I want to do is play acoustic guitar, and I feel like I'm, you know, like just want to not rip Neil Young off, but just like write inspired by Neil Young. And like Leon said, I'm a huge, huge, huge Philip Sace fan, which is also inspired by Hendrix and Stevie and Jimmy Page and, you know, all these cats that have inspired millions, if not, you know, billions of guitar players, which include me. I think like you write what you listen to, or, you know, and whatever you're listening to periodically, it influences your writing process. I'm sorry, my daughter's being like all over the world. It's close to nap time, not nap time, but it's like bedtime. Anyway.
We've always told each other that going into like writing a new song, that we don't want to put a label on it because we don't want it to kind of restrict us from being creative. We all basically come from different backgrounds musically. So I think that really helps in our writing. So there's no going around that our music is definitely heavy and rock influenced. I would say rock. But as for bands, I mean, Jesse, I'll speak on behalf of you if that's okay. You're really into Pink Floyd. So, you know, you got all these like dreamy chords and dreamy progressions and all that stuff. And Leon, if you listen to the record, you know, he was into hip hop growing up. There's like little elements of you know, Beastie Boys to Pink Floyd to like California punk rock music, classic rock, you know? It's a gumbo soup.
Love gumbo.
And so all of those influences, I was just wondering, you are a band that's, you know, based in Quebec and from La Chute. I was wondering why your music is in English and things like that.
Because I can't write lyrics in French.
we've never thought about it, but we've never tried to write a French song. It's not that we don't want to. We're not going to eventually, but it's just at the time and where we're at.
I was raised like mostly with English songs. I didn't have like a great repertoire with French Quebec songs or whatever, and I guess that's mostly from the area we're from. We're from right by the border of Ontario and everything.
Like us, whatever the people and our parents listen to, it's still like a massive ball of gumbo. It goes from, like William said, for Leon, like the hip hop, you can hear it in one of our songs, from Red Hot Chili Peppers to the OJs to a lot of soul to everything around here is very mixed. Like, it's not only like a country region or a blues region or a rock region. You know, you can get some funk, you can get some soul, you get some R&B, some rock, some heavy rock, you know. Even the local bands, sometimes they have like mean-ass rock songs, and it's pretty cool.
For those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to my interview with Rude Mood here on CITR 101.9 FM. Right before we get back to chatting with them, here is their song, Traveler's Blues. I was wondering if you have a best show or a best gig memory.
I think I had a Facebook memory a couple of days ago, about five years ago at Top Shots in the Shoot. I think it was our first demo release. It was a huge crowd. It was really amazing. I don't know. Just, it was a special show from what I remember. It was one that just popped up in my mind.
I think for me, I remember one show in Montreal at this place called Bistro Jojo, and it's on Saint-Denis. Oh, it was just a really good night. The place was packed. So that's the kind of place where the band starts at 10:30 and you finish at 2:30 in the morning. So it's like a long night, right? And sometimes you're there and it's like, okay, well, let's get through this hour set. But like every set, it was just full of energy. And the crowd was literally right beside us because it's such a small place, right? And the bar is just, you know, lighting shots on fire. So you got all that going on and everyone's like singing along to the cover songs and they're really digging our original material as well. And I just remember feeling the vibe of that night. Like everything just felt right. Everyone was connected in some way. So for me, that was like the best show we've ever done so far.
Slapping the ventilation and everything, just running wild. Eh? It's not a COVID friendly space at Bistro.
No. I gotta say though, we did this contest in 2015 and just this like band, like battle of the bands thing, if you will. Anyways, we ended up winning the best singer category and the best band category, like the best performance as a band. Sorry, that weekend we had 4 gigs and 3 nights to do. And I remember the first gig was at the jail in Lorignal in my hometown. And the gig went all right. You know, we used it like a warm-up gig. Then the next gig, it's at this huge festival in Saint-Sauveur, like one of those towns in our area. Like, and they held this festival there. Anyways, we're playing that gig, we're sound checking and all that. But then the night we were playing that little club just down the street, and everybody's tired, everybody's burnt, everybody's like, oh my God, what's going on? And anyways, it ended up being like the most kick-ass show of that weekend. Everybody was burnt like, to the ground. Everybody was tired, sweating, and like, this is exhausting, but damn, show went so good. I remember people were walking on the side of the street and stopping because the doors were open and just dancing and jamming to whatever we're doing. And William, the drummer, is right next to those windows and he's just jamming along and people are like rubbing shoulders with him. It's insane. It was just, and the people dug what we did and it was cool.
And then we were at the hotel by the lake and
yes. Yes.
That night, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was a good that was a good week. I'm sorry if I swear on this interview. I can't speak when I'm swearing.
He's just being Jesse, just being rude. That's him.
Like I said, I'm not all that. You know, like when I swear, it comes from the heart. You know, it means something. I'm going to mute myself now.
So you released an album in 2020, which was self-named. It's named after the band, so Rude Mood. I was wondering, for people who haven't listened to it yet, who want to hear about the album, could you tell me maybe the genre, some of the themes that you touch on, what some of the songs are about?
The writing of the album was just, you know, everyone's ideas coming together, but I'm going to speak for myself. I wrote some of the lyrics for a couple of the songs, and I just kind of dove into my personal relationships and what I was going through at that time. So, like, you can hear that in My Way and No Regrets. You know, those are two, like, very meaningful songs to me because, you know, that's just what I was feeling at the time. As for the genre of it, I mean, it's rock for sure. And mixed with funk, you know, lyrical honesty, and yeah, that's about it for me.
Woke up this morning like a brand new man. I feel like riding. I hope you understand. Back in those days, was pushed around. You see me walking.
So you spoke a little bit about the writing process. It was everyone's ideas coming together. Could you tell me maybe about the recording, the production side of things?
It all starts with an idea, and then like we jam this idea, And then we have Leon putting his own phrasing on whatever to make it more musical as we can, and as enjoyable to the ear as we can also. So this release was like, it took like a long time for it to be able to be on the market. And still, we haven't done like an official launch. But anyways, for me, we write the songs, we try them out, we jam, we try to think of multiple options. And that's one thing for me, because I was very close-minded. I wasn't very open to changes for something that I wrote. Like if I wrote like a riff or an idea, someone would say, well, maybe you should try it like that. I had a hard time with that. So getting to know the songs way before going into the studio is important for me, and I think important for everybody in this band, with the exception that in the studio for this record, we actually wrote two songs and we changed one, like totally. We went from a slow blues to a rock song, and that was just like in the moment, the vibe that we're feeling. You know, we're in the country, sun is shining, birds are chirping. Everything was fantastic. But you know, for production, we did do a pre-prod, meaning that say, okay, well, we'll cue like either a punch here or like an idea here or a stop or a modulation or a time signature or whatever. We would rehearse that so much just to get it tight, just to get it right. We recorded every song like on our phones, like it was, and then the next morning we would listen to them and see if we wanted to change anything before going in the studio, and then presenting these songs to the engineer. And if the engineer had anything to change, well, he would, you know, tell us our changes. Not that we needed to do, but like a third, like a fifth opinion, like an outside opinion of what we've been working on. Because obviously, whatever we work on to us is good. You know what I mean? Like, it's always going to be good. Whatever I work on, to me, it's, we always want to write the next best song in the world. We always want to write the next hit. But sometimes we need an outside opinion. Maybe you should do it like that. And that's what he did with one of our songs on the record called Angel Eyes. Before it was a slow blues. And if you would listen to the song, like the very first recording, you feel like it's forced. It's not really us. Like William said earlier, kind of felt in a barrier, like this has to be a slow blues because we're a blues band, you know, this is, and then playing it, trying to change it and trying to make it our own, and which we did. It was a very good song anyhow. But then we were in the studio and then we were missing one song. And then the engineer asked us, well, what else do you got? And we showed him this song. For me that day, I said that I really didn't want to record it like that because I don't want to be another like blues band. I just want to be a Rude Mood. And then I remember he gave William like a time tempo. And then William just started his drum beat. And then I started this riff and we basically changed the slow blues into a, can't really say 80s, but kind of like a James Gang influenced vibe. That day he pressed record and then we recorded it, mixed it, mastered it. Turned out to be like one of our faves to play live.
So I was wondering if you could each choose your favorite part of the album. And maybe it's a lyric, maybe it's a solo, maybe it's a beat, anything like that. Do you have one specific element of the album that always stands out to you and that you really, really love?
Well, on my side, I personally like the album from A to Z. I love it all. It's my baby. We've been working hard on that. It's been quite a while. But yeah, if I'd have to choose one part or one little bit, would be the actual No Regrets At All. Yeah, that'd be my song. The recording of that one, vocal wise for me, was all pretty much one take. It was all about feel. It was just a moment. It was an emotion, I guess.
That was a powerful song to be recorded.
Yeah, did brought it tears. Very good. Yeah, it was really intense. Yeah,
those are the best takes, honestly. William, what about you?
I have two. The first part of My Way, the guitar riff, and then it goes to the first punch. Oh, I just love that part. It sets the mood, right? And that's the first song we start with live too. So
yeah, that's just a single, and that's
So that's one. The second one is World War III, track number 5. Jesse's riff at the beginning. It's my favorite riff that you've done, dude.
Thank you. For me, I would go. I would side with Leon with this for No Regrets. That is like every album. You have to like not have to. You try to have like a masterpiece. And for me, I think that one's the one. I think that William's lyrics fits so well with the chord structures that that we wrote and the basic idea, like the chord progression that came from one of my ideas. It just felt so right. None of us, me and William and also Mary Pierre, we can't pull off like singing lyrics and playing through the song as well as Leon. Leon has a big soul side to him. Like he can pull off some Marvin Gaye, like you wouldn't believe. He would sing that song and it would just fit so well. Everybody would like layer and it just is like back vocals. The drums are so simple. I think William like plays the same beat throughout and it's just like a lay, like a bed track. It's so good. And my guitar on there is just amazing. Like Leon, my guitar track for the solo track was a one take. And I remember it was only me and Leon with the engineer that day. It was just super, super, super special. Like time stood still. It's not the same thing when you hear it in the studio with the big speakers. Hey, you hear everything. You hear the bass. You hear the bass drums. You hear like the inhales the Leon takes and, you know, like the rims that William hits and all the cymbals and all that. It's just an experience. And for me, that's the, yeah. And I think for Mary Pierre, I think because there's a, as we, like went along, there's a backstory that kind of for us, for me and Mary Pierre, like a personal story that kind of developed over that. And it's a very, very, it's never going to leave the set. It's one of the songs that's always going to stay there.
You are listening to La Bonne Heure with Valley here on CITR 101.9 FM. And here is Angel Eyes by Rude Mood.
Please.
So I was wondering, what's next for Rude Mood? Do you have any plans for 2021, 2022, post-COVID, fingers crossed?
It's pretty hard to say right now. Eh? We really don't know what's going on. We're planning on recording a little video sometime next. We have some songs already that are ready to go to recordings too, but we're, since we weren't able to release it, proper release this album this year, we're going to push it a bit more.
We released it online a couple months back, well, during the summer, and we had a couple actual shows lined up, but like for the CD release, the live CD release, but obviously that, you know, was in the can. So right now, what we're trying to do is we're trying to promote the record as much as we can. We're trying to get some help with like the whole marketing thing, because none of us really know how to do that. And we're like slowly realizing that that's very important. So yeah, unfortunately with not playing shows, we're kind of relying on being more active on social media, also creating new music. So we've released like a live studio video of two new songs on Facebook. Yeah, I mean, we're keeping busy. We're trying to stay creative, but our main focus right now is to get this record out and have an official CD release, which is in the works for the spring, and then release another record, because we do have a lot of new material. And it's, Jesse was talking about No Regrets, how that's kind of like a, I would say it's a song, a transitional song to a new style, to like, you know how bands start out and they cover other music and then they sound like that style of music, and then once they grow, they develop their own sound. So I think that No Regrets was like the first part of that, where we're developing our own sound. It's just getting heavier, it's getting more emotional, it's getting deeper in the writing process. So we're just letting loose a bit more with the newer stuff. So that's kind of where our heads are at.
Yeah, we're on a roll right now with the last couple of songs. I really love them. They're really special.
That's great that you can also see that kind of evolution from music, where it began and even where it's going into the future. I think that's really cool to be able to see that.
Yeah, well, we can see it with the pictures too from the years. It's been, what, close to 7 years we've been together. So yeah, you can see the evolution.
Who's changed the most?
That's a good question, actually.
I don't know.
I mean, you and Mary Pierre had a baby. So that's
A lot more gray hair, let me tell you that.
Yeah, well, Jesse has long hair, and I
have none. That's true. That's true.
That's I'm growing hair for the things.
I'm growing hair for this band. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Like, I have the beard. Well, I used to, you know, all have beards. So yeah, I used to have the beards, and no, I don't know who changed the most with the years.
The baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leon is also expecting.
Yeah, coming this July. Little baby boy.
Do you have any name ideas?
Yeah, no. No, we like Charles right now. Charles.
Yeah, Charles. It's a good name. Very nice name. All right. Thank you so much for chatting with me. That's all the questions that I have for today. It was lovely to meet you and to talk to you as well.
I do apologize, Mary Pierre had to leave. It's Clarice's dodo time, so she wasn't part for the second part of this interview.
Okay, it's okay. We had the cat.
The cat took her place. Yeah, we have a seat filler by the name of Charles.
Oh, Charles, there you go.
Again.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, man, I didn't think about that one.
Song
really lovely getting to chat to Rude Mood about their music and get to see not only the group members, but the baby and the cat. So a real full house on the show tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, rest of your day, wherever you're tuning in from. Stay safe. Bye.
The earth, it is shaking, my body is aching for a lover to make it go still. Volcanoes are blowing up, and I'm just trying to show up, and I let this fire go out. There's a quickening in everything, and I'm not sure where I fit in. There's a reckoning in the pendulum swing, and a bullet hole to let the light. Will you let the light in? Will you let?